The wait is over. Lookers into Bookers, the Tourism Marketing Blueprint by Chris Torres has officially launched. Whether you're looking to attract more customers, build a powerful brand, or master digital marketing strategies, this book is your ultimate guide to turning interest into bookings. Available now in all good online bookstores.
All right, everybody, get ready, because today we're diving headfirst into the world of multi-generational family vacations.
Yeah, those trips with everyone you know, grandkids, grandparents, maybe even aunts and uncles tagging along. And let me tell you, this market is booming.
It really is.
Okay.
We're talking serious potential for your business. And to guide us on this deep dive, we're turning to marketing to multi-generational families.
A goldmine of practical advice on attracting these vacationing clans. I was really interested in how we can better understand this audience.
Me too. And one thing that stood out, this travel expert, Chris Torres, said these families are like snowflakes.
Absolutely. No two are alike, right?
Exactly. You can't just slap a family fun sticker on something and call it a day.
Right. Imagine this grandma's picturing herself finally finishing that novel by the pool. Kids are off building sandcastles.
And dad. He's probably been eyeing those kite surfing lessons.
Exactly. Catering to that kind of variety is key. Speaking of key, before we even get to activities, who's actually deciding on these trips? It's not always who you'd think.
It's like the age-old question, who's really in charge here?
Well, this guide really emphasized how much influence kids and young adults have, even if grandma and grandpa are paying.
Makes sense. They're the ones glued to travel blogs, scrolling through Instagram.
Right. They're the ones whispering in mom and dad's ears about where to go, what to do.
So you're saying, forget those old travel brochures. Got to be where the young folks are online, social media.
Absolutely. And that's where these family-friendly packages and customized itineraries come in. It's all about balance, offering something for everyone.
Instead of one size fits all, it's like a buffet of options families can pick and choose from to make their perfect trip.
Exactly. Like, say you've got a historical walking tour.
Which would be great for the history buffs in the family.
Right. But you also have a separate option for a day at a water park with thrilling slides and wave pools.
So everyone happy.
Exactly. That's what we're talking about.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. But even with the perfect mix of activities, multi-generational travel isn't just about checking things off a list, right? It's about families connecting, making memories.
Mm-hmm.
How do we, as tourism providers, help foster that?
You've hit the nail on the head. The guide really emphasizes the need to tap into that core desire for togetherness. It's about creating those shared experiences they'll reminisce about for years to come. Not just individual activities, but things they do as a family unit.
Like, give me some of those juicy examples from the guide that really bring this to life for our listeners.
Okay, picture this. A family gathered on a sailboat. The sun's setting, they're sharing stories and laughter, creating a memory they'll treasure long after their tans have faded.
Okay, I can practically feel the sea breeze and taste the salt air. That's powerful stuff.
Right. Or imagine them in a bustling kitchen, learning to prepare a traditional meal, the air filled with the aromas of spices and herbs.
Okay, I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. But, you know, visuals are a huge part of how we experience travel these days. Especially with social media. And nobody wants to see those cheesy stock photos of families awkwardly posing in matching outfits, right?
Right. Authenticity is key. Show me families genuinely having fun, kids splashing in the pool with their grandparents, teenagers trying new foods, those candid moments of connection that feel real and relatable.
What about videos? It seems like every travel blog and destination website is bursting with videos these days. Are those effective?
They're fantastic. The guide emphasizes the power of storytelling through video. Think short clips of a family hiking, their faces a mix of determination and excitement, or grandparents teaching their grandkids how to paddleboard.
I can practically hear those giggles and feel the spray of the water. And speaking of real and relatable, we can't forget about the practical side of things. Traveling with multiple generations, especially with younger kids and older adults, comes with its own set of considerations. What are some of the key things tourism businesses need to keep in mind to cater to this market?
You're absolutely right. Safety and convenience are at the top of the list for these families. They need to know that their loved ones, from the youngest to the oldest, will be well taken care of.
So it's about going beyond those generic safety guidelines and really thinking about the specific needs of different age groups. What kind of things are we talking about here? Give us some specifics.
Think clear and accessible safety protocols are your tours, stroller, and wheelchair friendly. Are there handrails in appropriate places? Even something as simple as offering childcare services can make a world of difference, giving parents a much-needed break while ensuring the little ones are entertained and supervised.
Because let's face it, wrangling a toddler while trying to keep up with a teenager and make sure grandma's comfortable is no easy feat. Anything that eases the burden is going to be a major selling point for these families. But it's not just about catering to different energy levels and physical needs, is it? There's also the question of health and well-being, especially for older travelers.
Exactly. It's essential to consider potential health concerns that might arise, particularly with older travelers. Making sure there's access to healthcare nearby, whether it's a clinic at the resort or a well-equipped hospital within a reasonable distance, can give families peace of mind knowing that help is readily available if needed.
That makes a lot of sense. But even with the safest environment and the most amazing activities, you've got to reach those families first, right? And we've got quite the age gap to bridge here. From tech-savvy grandkids who live on their phones to grandparents who might prefer a good old-fashioned brochure. What's the secret to making sure your message is heard by everyone involved in the decision-making?
That's where a multi-platform approach is key. For those younger generations, think visually driven platforms like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, places where you can grab their attention with stunning photos and videos.
I love that. But what about reaching those grandparents who might not be scrolling through Instagram on a daily basis? How do we connect with them?
That's where targeted email campaigns come in. Think beautifully designed emails showcasing exclusive offers tailored specifically to larger groups and highlighting destinations known for their historical significance or relaxing atmosphere.
Clever. So it's about tailoring the message to the platform and the audience. What other marketing gems does this guide offer for this market segment? What else should our listeners know?
One word, and this is huge, user-generated content. There's something so powerful about seeing real families enjoying themselves. Mm-hmm. It builds trust in a way that no marketing campaign ever could.
It's like a digital word-of-mouth referral, right? Mm-hmm. People are far more likely to trust the experiences of other families who've actually stayed at your resort or taken your tour.
Precisely. Encourage families to share their experiences on social media, maybe even offer a small incentive for doing so. Those authentic testimonials and photos can be marketing gold.
So true. And speaking of gold, let's be real for a second. Everyone loves a good deal, right? Mm-hmm. Especially when you're talking about a multi-generational trip where those costs can really add up quickly. What does the guide suggest when it comes to attracting these families with the right price point?
You're singing my tune. The guide is all about exclusive offers. And when it comes to multi-generational travel, this is where you can get creative. Think about it. Group discounts for those larger bookings are always a hit. Maybe offer a free child's place for every two paying adults. Or how about bundled packages that combine accommodations, activities, and meals at a discounted rate?
Okay, I'm sold. Those are some seriously tempting incentives. But let's be clear, it's not just about slashing prices. It's about adding value, providing that extra something special that makes families feel like they're getting a truly exceptional deal. What are your thoughts?
You're spot on. It's about exceeding expectations. Think about offering unique perks or experiences that wouldn't be available to individual travelers. Maybe it's a private sunset cruise or a behind-the-scenes tour led by an expert. You could even offer a personalized family portrait session.
Now, those are the kinds of things that make a vacation truly unforgettable. But before we get too caught up in the details of discounts and perks, let's take a moment to reflect on the bigger picture here. The multi-generational travel trend isn't just a fleeting fad, is it? It feels like it's tapping into something much deeper.
You're absolutely right. We're seeing a renewed emphasis on family connections and creating meaningful experiences. Families are craving that quality time together.
And for those in the tourism industry, this presents a remarkable opportunity. It's not just about tapping into a lucrative market. It's about facilitating these precious family moments. It's about creating experiences that nurture relationships and leave families with a treasure trove of shared memories that will last a lifetime.
A remarkable opportunity is right. And the beauty is, it's not just about filling those hotel rooms.
Or selling those tour packages.
Exactly. It's about something much deeper, something that really resonates, you know?
The power of shared experiences.
Yes. Creating lasting memories, strengthening those family bonds.
Absolutely. And that's something we can all get behind. Yeah. But for a sec, let's zoom back in and revisit some of those key takeaways about marketing to this audience.
Love it. It's like those hidden gems, you know, that'll make your business shine.
Okay, so what's gem number one?
First one, these families, they're not all the same.
Right, diverse, different ages, interests, all that.
Exactly. We've got to remember that grandma might be dreaming of a spa day.
While the grandkids are picturing ziplining adventures.
Exactly. And speaking of different desires, let's not forget about who's really calling the shots on these trips.
Yeah, who's the real decision maker?
Older generations might be paying, but these younger family members,
They've got that influence.
they've grown up with tech at their fingertips, constantly researching destinations online.
Bookmarking those trendy cafes on Instagram.
Sharing those vacation pics that make everyone else jealous.
So true. Which brings us to crafting those irresistible offers that cater to everyone.
Exactly. Flexible packages, customized itineraries that choose your own adventure vibe.
I like it.
It's like you offer a base package with, say, accommodations, maybe a rental car.
Okay, the essentials.
Right. Then, bam, a whole menu of add-ons. Maybe it's a historical walking tour or a surf lesson.
Something for everyone.
Exactly. That's what we're aiming for.
Got it. But even with all that, let's not lose sight of what makes multi-generational travel special. That desire for togetherness, for shared memories.
Those stories they'll tell for years to come.
Exactly. So how do we, as tourism providers, make that happen?
The guide really emphasized going beyond just individual activities. Focus on those things families can do together.
So, like, what kind of things? Give us some visuals.
Okay, picture this, a family gathered around a campfire under the stars. They're roasting marshmallows, sharing stories.
Okay, I can practically hear the crackling fire
Yeah.
and smell the marshmallows.
Right. Or imagine them on a hike, maybe through a rainforest. They're working together to navigate the trail, encouraging each other along the way.
You're making me want to grab my family and go on an adventure right now.
Right. But in today's world, those moments also need to translate visually, you know, for social media.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
A picture is worth a thousand words.
Exactly. Ditch those cheesy stock photos.
Nobody wants to see those.
Right. We want authenticity. Show families laughing, having fun.
Like, imagine a candid shot of a family learning to make pasta in Italy.
Yes. Or grandparents teaching their grandkids how to paddleboard in the Caribbean.
And let's not forget about video. So powerful for capturing those moments.
Totally agree. Show me those families diving into cenotes, exploring ancient ruins.
It's about those unscripted moments, those genuine displays of joy.
Exactly. Using visuals to tell a story, to evoke emotion.
Absolutely. But let's shift gears for a moment and talk logistics.
Right. The practical side of things is important too.
So what do we need to keep in mind when it comes to those practical considerations?
Well, safety and convenience are paramount. Families want to know that everyone's taken care of.
Makes sense. So what kind of things are we talking about?
Making sure tours are accessible, for one. Stroller friendly, wheelchair friendly.
Offering modified itineraries for those who might not be up for, say, a strenuous hike.
Exactly. And for families with young children, childcare services can be a huge help.
Yeah, for sure. It's got to work for everyone.
Right. And don't forget about those senior travelers, too. Having things like well-lit walkways.
And easy access to medical facilities, just in case.
Those little things make a big difference. And you know what else? Personalization is huge these days, especially for multi-generational families. They want to feel special.
Totally. It's not just about, a generic welcome basket anymore.
Right. Think about it. A family walks into their hotel room and there's a handwritten note from the manager. It mentions everyone by name, maybe suggests a hiking trail for those who love the outdoors, or recommends a bookstore for the bookworms.
See, those small touches can really wow people.
Absolutely. Or how about offering a complimentary family photo session? Or maybe a basket of local goodies in their room. It's about going the extra mile, you know?
It's about making them feel like welcomed guests, not just another booking number.
Exactly.
Now, we've covered a lot of ground here, from understanding these families to crafting those offers. But before we wrap things up, let's look at those broader travel trends that are shaping this market.
One thing that really stood out in the guide was the rise of experiential travel. Families today, they want more than just, you know, lying on a beach. They want those hands-on experiences.
Right, something to actually like learn and engage with.
Exactly. It's about connecting with the destination on a deeper level.
So, what are we talking about here? Give us some examples.
Imagine a family participating in a traditional tea ceremony in Japan.
Oh, how cool.
Right. Or maybe they're learning to surf together in Hawaii. These are those memories that really stick with you.
Those are the kinds of things you talk about for years afterward.
Exactly. And speaking of meaningful travel, we can't forget about sustainability. This is huge, especially for younger generations.
Right. They really care about the environment.
Absolutely. So tourism businesses need to showcase their commitment to sustainability in an authentic way.
So what does that look like in action? How can they actually do that?
It starts with transparency, being open about your practices. Think eco-friendly accommodations, working with local conservation groups.
Offering those carbon offsetting options for flights.
Exactly, and supporting local communities too. Sourcing food locally, partnering with local artisans.
It's about those tourism dollars actually benefiting the places people are visiting.
100%. It's about a more holistic and responsible way to travel.
I love that. A win-win for everyone involved. Well, I think that's a great place to wrap up our deep dive. Hopefully you're feeling inspired and ready to welcome those multi-generational families to your corner of the world.
It's not just about selling a vacation, right? It's about creating an experience they'll never forget.
Perfectly said.
Yeah.
Until next time, everyone, safe travels.